Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
To Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian Canadian Handy Capable Association. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Throughout the course of this Pledge Drive episode, we're going to hear some of the best highlights this past year. And we'll hear a little bit about the station's Pledge Drive and the incentives therein. First up, we're going to hear that moldy oldie from the start of the year. Panel about accessibility in Toronto featuring Samantha Newmarch and Steph Kepman. Enjoy! First up in our show, we have a panel discussion in regards to accessibility in the City of Toronto, welcoming two of our favorite guests, Samantha Newmarch and Stephanie Kepman, for this On Location piece.
On Location with Samantha Newmarch and Steph Kepman. We're going to be talking a little bit about accessibility of Toronto. So, can you tell me a little bit about some of the accessible features in the city?
Well, we've noticed ramps and, braille in the elevators. We've also noticed that there are more elevators being put into the TTC system, and although they haven't come out with the new streetcars as quickly as anticipated, they are working on it, and so I think that it's really beneficial that they're actually putting work in now, although it should have been addressed earlier.
So, what are some of the challenges connected with it?
This is Steph, by the way. Some of the issues, with dealing with retrofitting, especially buildings with accessibility or accessible functions, is that it costs time, it costs money, and it involves a lot of planning, because you can't just put in a ramp. The ramp has to actually serve a purpose and or be angled properly. As I mentioned to you earlier, I'm trying to volunteer with an organization called Stopgap, and they're a not-for-profit organization that helps not-for-profit organizations and businesses become accessible by building custom-made ramps, because Toronto has a major issue with accessibility in bars and restaurants.
So, this question is for each of you. If you could see one thing added to the infrastructure of the city in terms of accessibility, what would it be?
Honestly, my biggest issue is information. I find that the average transit user is ignorant and or apathetic to the plight of a person with a disability. I regularly see people not giving up their seats to people with disabilities, or having to basically be called out, being like, hey, I have a mobility issue, you need to get up. I think that the TTC and the city should probably be running an information, campaign, thank you, to inform people about, like, the plights of people with disabilities. And, you know, even though there is a transition and things are becoming more accessible, the average person still needs to do more.
What do you think, Sam?
As aforementioned, I think that, especially in transit, there needs to be more money and more time spent on, building infrastructure to better facilitate people with disabilities.
So, if you could send any message to the city and those in power, those responsible for the planning, what would you say?
This is an issue that needs to be addressed, and it's obviously taken too much time, and I think that we need to put more time into going over the building code to ensure that people of all walks are taken care of before the building is even put up, so that there isn't a pause in day-to-day business where you have to put different infrastructure in to facilitate people with disabilities. Rather, it should already be there.
What are some of the positive points about accessibility in the city?
Well, for one thing, we live in Toronto, so there isn't that much snow. So, it's great that we don't have to rely on the city for plowing, unlike some other Canadian cities. There are lots of businesses and lots of organizations and buildings that are putting an emphasis on accessibility, and as Sam mentioned, actually planning accessibility into the architectural structure and planning of the building. Shout out to Restaurant D Bistro in Toronto for being a vegan accessible non-gendered bathroom location, one of the few here that offers such a thing. It's great that there are options here, but there's always more work to do.
So, what do each of you foresee for the future of this work?
Well, I think that if the issues are addressed, especially within the building code, then things will get better in the future. I think that the city of Toronto especially needs to pay particular attention to this, because people with disabilities are actually drawn to the cities because there are more facilities that are accessible to them, as opposed to small towns, which don't regularly deal with disability issues on such a grand scale. So for the future, I feel as though the city of Toronto really needs to go over the building codes and ensure that everyone of all walks is taken care of beforehand, before they even put the hole in the ground.
I personally challenge any city councillor, provincial MPP, or federal MPP to spend a day in a wheelchair in a major Canadian city and try to get around. There's a lot of work to do, and I think that maybe if people are actually turned on to the experiences of other people and aware of the plights that and challenges that people deal with, maybe they'll actually care a little more. Toronto keeps saying that it's this world-class city. You know, we recently hosted the Para and Para Pan Am Games, and yet I think that we should be a little embarrassed based on the quality of accessible services that we offer. So I think that if anything, Toronto needs to step up to the plate and prove that it's a world-class city in terms of accessibility, if they actually want to be considered that.
I'd like to thank you both for taking the time out to do this.
Thank you, Kim.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course.
So I'd love to hear a little bit about the station's pledge drive. What is it and what does it mean?
Okay, so for pledge drive, we are looking to raise funds for our daily operations here at the station. We have three staff members, two full-time and one part-time staff member, and to get some upgrades on our equipment as well. We're always, you know, using the equipment here 24 hours a day, so those do need repairs as well. And hopefully, if we are able to raise our $40,000 this year, we can look into hiring somebody else.
So what are some of the incentives if people do pledge?
So for this year, we have for a $5 incentive, a $5 donation, you can receive one of our CJAM stickers. We're going to have a bunch of different logos for that as well. For $10 to $20, you can get a music prize pack, which includes CDs or vinyls. And for $50, we have the CJAM t-shirt for 2016. We went back to the headphone logo, and you can see that on our website as well, and it's going to come in two different colors, blue and teal. And for $100, we are doing a CJAM hoodie. It's a zip-up design, and the logo there is by Greg Maxwell. It's a little radio tower.
And how can people go about pledging?
People can call into the station here at 519-971-3630 in Windsor. Or if they're in Detroit or out of town or anywhere else in the world, people can call us at 1-855-344-2526, and somebody will be here to answer the phone and take your pledge. People can also go online to cjam.ca. So if you're a little bit shy, or if you'd rather donate online, that's okay. You can totally go to cjam.ca. There's a donate now button, and make your pledge there online via a secure online donation website.
We'll hear more about the pledge in a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another one of those clips you're so fond of. This one is about a girl who has a facial difference but took some rather unique steps to raise awareness.
I guess Anna's referring to, I posted online a picture of myself with my hair up in a ponytail. I think that's I'm just trying to wrap my brain. And that was a couple of years ago, and that was during Camp Trailblazers. And I have bilateral microtia, which means my my earlobes didn't fully develop into ears. So basically, I have, like, tiny earlobes. And so basically, I've never worn my hair up in a ponytail ever. And camp is one of the programs that About Face offers for children with facial differences, right? So it's a very welcoming and safe place. And so one year, I wrote down my goal was to put up my hair. And so then I achieved that goal, and then I posted it on Facebook, and I wrote a little blurb. And I think they might have included it into one of their newsletters. I'm not 100% sure with that. It was just a really big moment for me because I've never done that. And it was just kind of like, I'm done apologizing for being different. You know, these are my ears, and yeah, they've caused me to have a lot of bullying and staring, but at the same time, they've also made me stronger, so I kind of want to celebrate that. And that was kind of the message that I was trying to put forward, and I'm really glad that About Face enables me to do that.
So, were there any challenges in your journey of accepting your facial difference? And now, before you get to enjoy our commercial, we're going to hear a little more about Pledge.
Okay, so why is Pledge Drive important? We here at CJAM cannot continue to bring this program or any of the other really great programs that we have.
Don't kick me off the air. Don't kick me.
No, we need your support to keep this program running. We use things like our telephone here. It's an international line, so Cam can call anybody he wants to do interviews, and we really need your support to keep these different perspectives on the air and these different stories. You bring a lot of really great stories, I think, to the public, Kim.
But it's not just my show. The fact is, everybody at CJAM puts their heart and soul into the work they do, and you'll find programming here you won't find anywhere else. You'll find stuff just coming from our programmers. What they are passionate about, what they live for, is the essence of their work. Now, how again do we go about pledging in?
People can call in. There is somebody here at the phone lines right now ready to take your call. You can call in at 519-971-3630 if you're in Windsor. And if you're in Detroit or anywhere else in the world, you can call us toll-free at 1-855-344-2526. And you can also go to our website, cjam.ca. Like I said, if you're, not looking to talk to somebody, or if you would rather go online and make a secure donation there, you can go to cjam.ca and click on the Donate Now button.
Handy Link will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned. The Downtown Music Initiative is looking to get some new teachers.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I'm the Executive Director and Founder of the Downtown Music Initiative. We are an organization that runs off of volunteers, whereas volunteer musicians come in and teach students ages 6 to 17. This is our fourth year running, and we have almost 50 teachers as it is, as well as over 100 students, and three locations. If you are interested in volunteering, what would be required is commitment of 1 to 2 hours a week to teach 2 to 4 half-hour lessons per student each week on your instrument of study. If you are interested in volunteering for the Downtown Music Initiative, feel free to contact myself, Melissa Miner, at 226-347-6409 or email dmiforyouth@gmail.com, dmiforyouth@gmail.com, or check us out on Facebook.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association. I'm your host, Cam Wells. You're tuned in to our special Pledge Drive episode, where we're looking at some of the highlights of this show's past year. And we're going to hear a little bit about pledge incentives, too. Coming up next, we're going to hear the story of a student going through the education system with a learning disability. You'll hear about how she's overcome some of her challenges. This is Cam Wells here with
Carly Rock.
She's going to be telling us today a little bit about her own story of disability life.
Yes.
So what's the story?
I had epilepsy since I was 10 months old. All that I pretty much had is since I was born, but I wasn't officially diagnosed until I was almost one.
And how did the diagnosis impact you growing up?
When I was little, it didn't really affect me because I didn't fully understand the situation. So when my seizures came back when I was like 16, it really started to hit me that I was someone with special needs.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of the supports you've received?
I am blessed to have an amazing family who loves me no matter what. I was blessed to have at least a few good friends who are understanding about all my situation.
So, were there any challenges you faced with things like education?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because of my disability, I was as delayed as a child educational-wise.
So, to look at the converse side of things, what was the greatest success you experienced despite your condition?
Pretty much that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I know that's a cliche, but it really does mean a lot. I've been through so much.
And what are the next steps for you in your education and your work going forward?
I hopefully want to work with children with disability. Is because who else are these kids going to learn from than someone who has been in their shoes maybe once or twice before? Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I will understand their situation a whole lot better.
So, if you could send any one message to the community about the need for disability inclusion, what would you say?
Pretty much we're just like every other kid with our own challenges and struggles, and be aware of that. Don't bully, don't discriminate based on a person's looks or disabilities or educational worth.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. And now, for your listening pledge, a little bit more about Pledge Drive.
Hi, I'm the program director here at CJAM 99.1 FM. My name is Carly. And we're doing Pledge Drive here at the station. It's the only time of year that we ask for contributions from the community. And without our community members, we wouldn't be able to run this station.
So what are some of the incentives offered this year?
This year we are offering, for a $5 donation, a CJAM sticker. They're going to come in a bunch of different designs, which is going to be really cool. For $10 to $20 donation, you can receive a music prize pack. We have a lot of really great music and CDs, as well as some vinyls in our music room here. For $50, you can receive the limited edition CJAM t-shirt. It's printed on teal and blue this year with the classic CJAM logo, the headphone logo, which you can see on our website. And this year, we're also offering, for a $100 pledge, the CJAM hoodie. It's a zip-up. I don't know. I really want one.
I've got a few from previous years. They're nice.
Yeah. But yeah, so those are the kind of prizes you can receive. We also have some gift certificates from local businesses, some art prints as well. Just come on down here to the station and check out our prize room.
Next up, we have another clip of a student with a learning disability who's managed to make a real impact in the community.
Caitlin.
So tell me a little bit about your learning disability.
So I have a non-verbal learning disability, so I can't read social cues or interpret sarcasm, and I also can't copy things off of the board at school.
And what sorts of supports have you received from the education system?
I'm able to use a computer for most of my assignments. I get extra time to write my tests. I don't have to eat in the cafeteria.
Well, that's a blessing for us all.
Yeah.
I've had cafeteria food. Have there been any particular challenges in getting these accommodations established for you?
Yes. In grade 7, the school board didn't want me to get these accommodations, saying I didn't need them. But my mom pushed and pushed, and I was able to get them.
So are your classmates supportive of you in your work?
Most of the time. Sometimes they all mean.
So, in your time in the education system, what's been the greatest success that you've achieved?
The greatest success has been being able to make friends who understand my disability and being able to have fun like any other teen.
So, what are the next steps in your education?
Going to university for disability studies.
Oh, excellent program. So if you could send any one message to the community about the need for greater inclusion and acceptance, what would you say?
Don't exclude a kid just because they don't understand what's happening. Give them the support that they need so that they can succeed.
So if you could see one thing added to the school system today, what would it be?
More support rooms. We don't have a lot of them, and when they're full, the kids who didn't get in the room in time don't have a support room.
So since you do some volunteer work here at the church, do you find it helps the kids to understand disability life a little better, having
yeah.
you as a support person?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Before we hear our next clip, I want to emphasize these stories represent just a fraction of the amazing stories out there. So many people have given so much to the disability community. I wish I could tell all their stories in one sitting. But the fact is, you have to tune in week to week, and that's why CJAM needs your support, to keep shows like this one running. Fact is, there are some amazing hosts covering things you'd never expect out there. Coming up next, we have a clip of a young woman who struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder and has managed to just do some amazing work. So, in your prior interview, you told us a little bit about how you were affected with PTSD. Can you sort of go over that a little bit again?
For sure. So I've been suffering from PTSD for about 6 years now. It was after an abusive situation. And I've been in remission for about a year and a half.
And in terms of this abusive situation, did you find that labels and the way people referred to you played an impact on getting to where you were?
I think definitely so. I think kind of negative stereotypes about people that stay in abusive situations, and just kind of the dialogue around mental health professionals, it definitely affected how fast I recovered.
So, what sorts of coping techniques did you use to get through this situation?
I used a lot of positive self-talk. I think it really helped, especially when there's so many negative stereotypes around mental illness and disabilities in general, and there's so much just negative talk. Really reminding yourself of who you are and kind of being really positive about yourself really helped.
So to end today's show, what I'd like to focus on is the pledge drive, what it is, and what it means to our hosts here at CJAM.
Yeah, I mean, Cam, I feel like every week, you know, I see programmers coming in here, somebody like you, you're coming in, you're doing your show. People have a passion for what they do here at CJAM, and they want to share either their stories or the kind of music that they enjoy. And I think that the idea is really important, and we're bringing something really different here to the community. Like you said earlier, something that you're not hearing anywhere else. So that is something that the community or you as a person that you're hearing this, that you care about, I really encourage you, even if it's only a couple of dollars, $5, $10, every little bit helps.
So can you give me an overview of some of the variety of unique programming you'd find here that you wouldn't get anywhere else?
We have a large variety of music programming, everything from classical to jazz. We have some hard rock and loud programs, metal, as well as some punk as well. We definitely have some blues and R&B, soul. My personal show is Everything's No Good. It airs on Tuesday mornings, just a little plug for myself there. It's garage rock and surf music. So, you know, you're really getting this large variety. And we also have programming in third languages. So Croatian, Slovakian, Ukrainian. These are programs that you're not hearing anywhere else in the Windsor Detroit area.
So for the spoken word programming in particular, we have a lot of stuff that covers things from a unique perspective. We like to say here at the station, we're giving a voice to the voiceless.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, we actually just took on a new news program.
Yeah, we did. We are partnering with the 30 News, which is the digital journalism department here at the university. Ashley Quinton is heading that up, and she's only done two episodes so far, but she's done a fabulous job. And I think it's really important to, you know, sort of connect with the university as well. I mean, we are on the University of Windsor campus, and that is just one of the other really great programs we have. We do have All in a Day's Work, a labor's issues, hosted by Mike and Jenny. The Nancy Duffy Show is sort of an overview of a bunch of different things going on in the community, also kind of a news radio show as well, a little bit. I mean, we have a politics show, Rose City Politics. I mean, the list goes on of all these really different programs. Sports news show as well. We've got Wind City Sports. Like I said, I could talk forever about all of the great programming we have here at CJAM.
Well, as long as you're talking, could you tell us a little bit about some of the pledge incentives?
Sure. For a $5 donation, you can receive the CJAM sticker. We have a bunch of different designs this year, all done by Greg Maxwell. So those are going to be really cool. Put that on your, I don't know, book bag or, you know, laptop, and support CJAM that way. You can also receive some music as well from our music department. We've been gathering stuff all year just for pledge drive. So we have CDs and vinyls as well. I know that's becoming really popular again. So that's $10 to $20 for our music room. And for the $50 incentive this year, we do have the limited edition 2016 t-shirts printed on American Apparel. And the colors are in blue and teal, which is really exciting.
I want one.
I want one too. I mean, I know the last couple of years we've had a lot of t-shirts in black.
I'm wearing one right now, folks.
You are. And I like those colors, but I also like blue and teal, so something a little different there. And then for the $100 pledge, you can receive a limited edition Sea Jam hoodie, also in black. So don't worry, you don't have to go out of style there.
So how, again, do folks go about pledging?
People can call us here at the station. There are Sea Jammers waiting for you right now on the phone lines. You can call us at 519-971-3630 in Windsor, or if you're in Detroit or anywhere else in the world, it's 1-855-344-2526. And you can go online to cjam.ca and donate there as well.
This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, thanking Program Director Carly Schweitzer, reminding you we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. We'll see you next week.